6:39. We got some funny answers when Devin went out with a microphone and asked people about their jobs. A lot of people say, yeah, I love my job. I just don't like the boss. Or I don't like old what's-her-name who sits next to me. Or I don't like this, I don't like that, the coffee's lousy. You know, that sort of thing. The job's okay, but it's the bits and pieces on the side. Colleen Clark is with us as we continue this topic. Colleen is a career specialist, corporate trainer. Her company and the people she works with, they do a lot of counseling and coaching sessions. So we thought we'd bring her on board to talk about jobs, and especially, Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to start off with a lot of people find themselves in a rut, routine, day in, day out. How do you avoid getting into the rut in the first place?
Well, I guess the simplest thing starts right at the very beginning, and that's when you go on your job interview. You have to interview the interviewer. So you have to have your own set of questions to ask them to make sure that your values match that of the company.
Now, I spoke with a colleague about sort of jobs in general, and the reply was, well, I'm just glad to have a job. And that, since certainly 2008, the economy, the way it's been, blimey, you've got a job, hang on to it.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, I mean, in the 90s when I started my practice, I mean, unemployment was rampant across the country. So people were, you know, downgrading their salaries and everything just to get a job. So when you've got a job and you're not exactly crazy about the job, you've got to make your own fun. You've got to, you know, change your attitude. You've got to look for ways to stretch and grow within the company. You might want to do some volunteer work for United Way or get involved in a project that's, you know, outside your immediate division. You want to increase your visibility through networking with people and getting to know the people in the company as people, not just in the roles that they play.
I've seen a lot of background information for these segments that we're doing, and one of the top items that people feel when it comes to not being satisfied with their job, they feel that they're being passed over for promotion.
They're passed over because...
Well, somebody else gets it, right? Somebody else gets promoted who might not have been there as long as you have, or favoritism on the boss's part, that sort of thing.
Sure, that's absolutely true. Now, hopefully it's not rampant. But there's always a little bit of nepotism and favoritism, and very often when a new manager comes in, either from outside the company or from another division or department, they bring their own people with them.
And it can also be subjective. We are subjective people. So it could be the way somebody looks, the way somebody dresses, perhaps a personal hygiene matter. I mean, you might be brilliant at what you do, but if you stink, you're not going to get promoted.
That's very, very true. I mean, let's face it, there are certain, you know, basis of grooming and etiquette and mannerisms that one really has to have for people to be attracted to you, to like you as an individual. You know, if you're hiding in a lab working with rats, it's one thing, but if you're out working with the public or you're in an open quad space, I mean, personal grooming is just the minimum.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to be really, really good looking, but, you know, let's face it, you need to be clean.
You think that's pretty basic, but it's amazing how many people say that is a problem in their workplace. I've got Colleen Clark with us, and she'll stay with us. She's a career specialist, corporate trainer, and so on. She'll stay with us. We'll get you some headlines and then come back.
What would you say is the least fun or the worst part about your job?
Always... there's a lack of resources.
Lack of resources. I don't think there's an industry going where people don't complain about lack of resources. Do more with less. We're talking with a number of specialists this morning. Colleen Clark is a career specialist corporate trainer. Her website is colleenclark.com. A lot more on there than we can get in our short time together, but we'll put up the link on our website for you to go and look to see what Colleen does. And on that very point, let's get back to Colleen. Lack of resources. Certainly my business, our industry, the news industry, and I don't think there are many, Colleen, that haven't had resources cut back, certainly since 2008.
That's absolutely true. Whether it's ergonomics in the workplace, whether it's professional development training, proper tools that need to be used. Now, we have everybody's being very careful about safety. That's not usually a case where there's safety involved. But as far as upgrading, even with computer programs, depending on the industry that you're in, things have been tight.
And that's not going to change anytime soon. And so you have to adapt. I know, again, our business, we've adapted. We've got people, one person doing a job that two and a half or three people used to do.
But you know what? That's been going on since the 1990s.
Yeah.
When I started in this business in the early 1990s, when the major recession hit, there was one person doing three people's jobs. There was one person doing two people's jobs. And, you know, that isn't going to change because there was a lot of dead wood out there, and there was a lot of and there were a lot of people that weren't doing enough. Now things are lean and mean and people are overworked. And now workplace issues, work-life balance is the big topic of the day. Happiness in the workplace and work-life balance is the big hot numbers today.
So what is, if there's only one thing you can do for this work-life balance, and a previous guest we talked about, you don't leave the office or the workplace anymore at 5 or 6 o'clock because by the time you get out of the elevator, the boss has already texted you something that you got to do at 8 o'clock at night from your home. So how do you establish the balance without the boss saying, wait a minute, you're slagging off?
Well, you know, the one thing about technology, I mean, there's a lot of great things about technology and there's a lot of negative things about technology, but the one good thing is that people are working from home a lot more than ever before. And they can do that because of the internet, they can do that because of their BlackBerries. The bad part is that we set our own bad habits. A woman told me that she got up at 3 in the morning one time to go to the washroom, and she made the mistake of looking at her BlackBerry. And her boss is a workaholic, and he's an insomniac. And he had sent a message to her. She stupidly replied to it at 3 in the morning. She set her own precedent.
So
now he expects
that
she's going to respond at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So should she have said to him the next morning at the office, look, I know you sent me an email at 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's when I'm asleep.
Yeah. Now, there's some companies out there who, you know, if you're on the road and you're on a time change, I know people that have gone the time changes and, you know, the offices in main offices in Toronto and they fly to Vancouver on business and they're phoning them at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, but it's already 8 here in Toronto. You should be up.
Yeah.
But that's not the norm. That isn't the norm. It really isn't. And so it's important when you start with a company or start with a new manager that you do have some boundaries. Don't be afraid, you know, to say, I don't do Windows. You know?
Good line, and that's where I've got to leave it. Good one. We'll put up the link to Colleen Clark and her website, colleenclark.com. I don't do Windows. CKNW Morning News Time, 6:52.